Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What are you expecting to see from him?
Well, I don't mean to tamp down anybody's excitement, but I think they should probably, like you said, enjoy the fact that there is a G-Day this year. Unlike last year, and enjoy seeing maybe the backup quarterbacks in this race for who's going to be the number two, whether it's going to be Stetson Bennett again or Carson Beck or Brock Vandegrift, and maybe some of the other positions. I don't know that we're going to see like something just materially different from last year. I mean, you know, maybe a tweak here or there, but if they're planning something much different, I don't think they want to let their first opponent see it on film.
And that's the thing we talked about a couple of times this offseason, Seth, is this quarterback. And it had JT Daniels, like, you know, if Jamie Newman didn't opt out or JT Daniels was good to go from the start, this would have been a completely different season. You believe in this guy that was a next level quarterback?
We got to see. I think that expectation wise, it's fair to look at precedent and see the move that Mac Jones made, the move that Joe Burrow, made, guys like that, Kyle Trask, but that's still putting a lot on JT Daniels. I think he has, even with George Pickens' injury, I think he has the support around him to do something like that. I mean, you're talking about someone who is, you know, he's talented to begin with based on his recruiting. He's the four games he started at the tail end of last year for Georgia were not his first experience. That was back at USC in 2019. And he's got a good offensive coordinator who he just kind of was thrown in with last year. And now he's had a full offseason to finally, you know, get to know everybody, whether it's running backs or receivers or offensive line or his offensive coordinator. So I think it's fair to expect that, like, or maybe not expect is the right word, but hope for that.
Right.
But to know that we don't know. I mean, we don't know for sure. I hate to be cliche-ish, but that's why they play, and we're going to find out very quickly because of who they play first.
Yeah, it's Clemson, guys, if you're wondering what Seth's alluding to. Seth Emerson joining us here on the WaitForward.com hotline here on Dukes and Bell. So what did you learn about spring practice as far as this team? I mean, and I'm going to say this, the specific question is the weak area, the weak spot where if you're a dog fan, you're going, that's somewhere we've got to be better when fall comes around.
Well, I mean, with Pickens' injury, you know, you really can't do much about that unless they're able to go get someone else in the transfer portal. I think they do want another receiver. At some point, they won and won before Pickens. But you still are pretty good depth wise, and you have some pretty good starters. You're not going to have the difference maker over there in Pickens. And so you know that now, and you can work around it. The questions at cornerback, it sounds like when they went out and they signed Tyke Smith, the transfer from West Virginia. Now, don't rule out them going and getting another cornerback. I think they will if one pops in there. But it told me, because that guy, Tyke Smith, is going to most likely play the star, nickelback, you know, maybe move him around to some other things. But that told me that they're more likely to roll with the young guys at cornerback. And there are some talented young guys, but they're inexperienced. And build around them and have experience around them. And that's going to be another thing that we just don't know until we get into the season, how these guys do when they're thrown right into the fire. But that spoke to me more than anything, was taking an impact transfer like Tyke Smith, who does not play one of the pure cornerback positions. So it showed me that maybe they're liking what they're seeing there, at least enough.
It is Seth Emerson with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealer. Seth with The Athletic wrote the book with Kirby and how this, you know, the program has been elevated. But we've been saying it, Seth, and what's your take? I mean, because like the George Pickens thing, injuries do occur. Alabama, all the elites have dealt with injuries. Do you feel that this is another year where, or is it too cliche to say, you know, championship or bust? I mean, that's the expectation. The schedule, aside from Clemson, is so easy this year for the dogs on paper.
Right.
You buy that?
Yeah, I don't think it's championship or bust per se, because when you look at the talent, when you look at the recruiting, the way it's gone, and they're stacking good recruiting class after another, including the current one for 2022 is looking pretty good, currently ranked number one, that it's not like you're looking at a window here where win it this year, or if you don't win it this year, when are you ever going to win it? Because, you know, you alluded to it, the schedule is very easy. So this year, it you would say, all right, well, you know, you got to win with this schedule, or when are you not going to win it with this schedule? Well, maybe in 2022, because you're mostly playing the East, and the East, guys, is not very good. I mean, look around. Florida is the main competition, and they're not going to be as good as they were last year, at least on paper, with what they got coming back. Tennessee and South Carolina and Vanderbilt are going through coaching changes. Who knows how they'll look? And then you got Missouri and Kentucky that are nice, but you know, are they going to challenge? If Georgia were in the West, it would be a different matter. You don't just have Alabama there. You have Texas A&M and LSU and Auburn. And you've got three other programs there, like an Ole Miss and Mississippi State, especially, that can get you on if you have a bad day. So Georgia playing in the East, plus its recruiting rankings and the way it has recruited, there's no window. It's not a window that's closing. But if you don't do better than you did last year, there are going to be more naysayers about Kirby Smart. They're already out there. You can't win the championship. You can't win it all. And they have gone slightly backwards every year since 2017.
True.
To the point where last year they didn't make the SEC championship. So I think at minimum they got to get back to the SEC championship game and be competitive with whoever they face, if not win it. And I might make them still the favorite in the SEC. Like, I think Georgia is, as we sit here now, the team most likely to win the SEC championship, because there's like a 90% chance they're going to be the team coming out of the East, whereas the West, you know, Alabama's going to have a lot of competition. But but for Georgia to sit here and say, you know, you need to win it all, I think that's a little, you know, that's a little unrealistic.
Seth Emerson joining us, guys, from The Athletic, talking dogs with us here on Dukes and Bell. So with that said, how good's this O-line going to be? You know, you talk about the Alabamas, right? The last couple of years, let's look at LSU, great old offensive line, protected Burrow, he put up record numbers. Alabama's offensive line, tremendous last year, Mac Jones kills it. How good is this offensive line going to be? Because I don't want to – I think that's something people kind of underestimate, and they just figure the dog's going to have a great offensive line when it wasn't as good as we thought last year.
I think they've got some hosses. Sam Pittman recruited well. And they are still good enough on that line that they're going to have five stars sitting on the bench. The question is whether those starters are going to be to that level. Jamari Sawyer coming back was huge. They've Justin Schaefer coming back for his super senior year was huge. Warren McClendon, redshirt sophomore year now at right tackle, he's a really good player. But I want to see, this is something I'll be watching on G-Day. I want to see how they line up. I want to see what combinations they use. I want to see what other guys are emerging. If any of these guys, I haven't heard any hard buzz I named those three guys just now who are definitely, you'd figure, the starters because they're returning starters. I haven't heard any hard buzz about another guy that it's like, okay, you know, this guy's going to be the fourth guy. This guy's going to be the fifth guy. Like, Warren Erickson is probably going to be the center. Right now, Xavier Truss, who started in the Peach Bowl at left tackle, looks like he's the left tackle for now, right, but he struggled in the Peach Bowl. So I want to see, and they've got some five stars behind them who have a lot of upside. It's a matter of when that upside is going to arrive.
It is Seth Emerson with us, guys. More on the Braves avoiding the sweep against the Marlins, and we'll also give you a chance to win $1,000. Not you, Seth, the listeners, here on Dukes and Bell.
Hey, I'll take it, though.
Hey, by the way, can I get you to play a little NFL personnel guy? Were you surprised how good Stokes looked? I mean, the 40 time just kind of propelled him into, like, now the top 35. And Ojulari, I mean, you buy these guys have an impact to the next level?
You know, we've written at The Athletic, we're doing so much on the draft, so I've written already a lot about these guys. And I get, you know, I've been on Nashville radio because for a while it looked like they were going to be, you know, in the mix for Ojulari, and they still could be. And, like, Ojulari and Stokes are two guys that if it were, like, about character, I'm like, put that aside. I'd be shocked if, you know, they weren't, like, one of the best people you have in your locker room. They work hard, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to, like, playing in the NFL and whether they'll be stars, I kind of put them in, like, you know, you never know. I mean, Aziz Ojulari's got a great motor. He's very explosive. Is he too small at edge rusher, you know, to make a consistent impact? I guess that's the question. I'm not going to sit here and say he's a can't miss. Eric Stokes and Tyson Campbell at cornerback are really interesting because Tyson Campbell is the sort of projectability guy where he was a five-star coming out of high school, and he started right away for Georgia. Only true freshman in that 2018 class, number one in the country, that started that first game. But he struggled and he was pulled. And he started, like, most of his sophomore year, then started all of his junior year. So he's gradually gotten better. So is he trending up? And then you have Eric Stokes, who has the measurables, and he's also kind of the money ball kind of guy, where if you're, you know, the Billy Bean type looking, right, and if you're looking at the analytics, you're like, well, this guy was really good in college, so why wouldn't we think he'll be really good in the NFL? So that's the thing that I'm really interested to watch from Georgia's standpoint, beyond where these other guys get picked. But I'm curious who goes first, Stokes or Campbell.
Seth, would you take a minute and talk about Will Muschamp, defensive analyst? Is he more involved than it seems with Georgia, and what's going on with him? I know he's, you know, Kirby's guy and they're buddies, but how would you describe his role now with Georgia?
You know, I think he's just, he's what a typical analyst is. You know, Nick Saban's obviously brought a lot in, and Georgia's done it. Jay Johnson was by Jim Chaney's side in 2017 and 2018, and those were perhaps not accidentally two of the two best, I think, offensive years under Kirby Smart so far. And Muschamp brings whatever you want to say about him as a head coach, and obviously he was fired twice, but he was respected for his defensive abilities as a defensive coordinator, and he's somebody who Kirby Smart trusts. I mean, they go way back, and he's somebody who, within reason, can tell Kirby, no, I don't think we should do that, and Kirby will listen. So I think he's an important voice in the room. He sounds like he probably brings some levity to the building and around practice. You know, when he's not head coach, he can be kind of, you know, Mr. Fun, you know, Coach Boom a little
right,
bit more.
Right.
You know, it sounds like it's a good thing for Georgia for however long it lasts.
Great stuff, Seth. We appreciate the time. Enjoy G Day on Saturday, because we certainly will. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.